We've gotten a real education this autumn on the vast array of services available to assist people who once served the country in the military. We've learned as well that there are still gaps in services and vets who need help here and now who do not have many places to turn. It is for those vets that Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services exists in the Redding area. Rob Burrows is the founder of that and the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Rob, good to have you on the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you.
Tell us about you. You served in the construction battalion, CBs, in the Navy, is that right?
I did. 22 and a half years, Navy CBs. Served during the very beginning of Desert Storm, and then Operation Restore Hope Somalia, Kosovo, and then two combat tours in Iraq. We were there at the beginning when we crossed over in 2003, and then I was a convoy commander out of Fallujah, Iraq, in 2006 and 7 when we ran 177 convoy missions out of Fallujah with a convoy team called Pile Driver.
And so your job was primarily to do support services and make sure stuff got where it needed to go?
Well, we were shorthanded on Marine Corps assets at that time, and so they told the CBs that you were going to have to provide your own convoy security. So we became our own convoy security combat team, and we guarded and took care of all of our services wherever we convoyed throughout the entire Al Anbar province and central Iraq to the Marine Corps forward bases.
Wow, it sounds like an unusual use of the CBs. I only ask this because my grandfather was in the CBs in World War II, and so he had a slightly different experience from yours.
Well, the model for the CBs is we build, we fight, and so we took on the we fight portion with working there in Iraq. A fantastic group of men. One thing to bring out is when you think of a convoy, you think of a few trucks. Our semi-truck convoys were upwards of 110 semi-trucks at a time. So we were 6 to 8 miles long when we would leave the wire out of Fallujah heading north, south, east, or west. And we had to guard and protect all of those assets, those lives, every single night that we were out.
That's a tough job.
It was. I came back with severe combat stress, PTSD, an ulcer about the size of a 50-cent piece from just being under attack and the stress of trying to keep people alive every night. It's taken me several years to get my health back, and I'm still struggling.
What did you do immediately upon getting out of the service?
As soon as I came back, I was spent 4 to 6 months at Balboa Naval Hospital getting myself mentally and physically repaired so that I could come home. And Balboa Naval Hospital is out of San Diego there. It was a very tough time. And when I first came back, I wasn't really employed. I did go through a very deep portion of depression during that time frame. And I started doing Navy funeral honors, which was a need up here in Northern California. We had so many World War II veterans passing that we needed Naval personnel to step up and do the honors for presenting the flag to the spouses. And so I took that on as a part-time job with the Navy and was able to service families. By the time I finished in 2013, I had presented over 2,000 flags to military families of almost all the different branches.
So it sounds like the concept of Homeward Bound kind of grew up around you from what you were already doing.
Well, basically what it was is I found that I had a severe need for myself. There were no assets, there was no help. And because I was still in the reserve working with these young guys coming back from Afghanistan, they'd come back and say, "Senior Chief, I can't make my rent payment this month. I can't make my car payment. Hey, can I can I borrow $20? I can't eat this week." And I started to realize, oh, there's a great need for these young guys coming back. They're disconnected. They don't have a job. They're having a hard time making their payments. And so out of that grew the need to develop Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services.
And so what does Homeward Bound do for vets?
The primary reason for Homeward Bound is to provide emergency services and advocacy throughout the Northern California area. We have young men and women coming back, and they're struggling. They haven't gotten a job, or they've lost a job, or they're still trying to get a job, or the wife is sick, and now they can't take care of each other. And these are young families. They've served their country faithfully. They've come back with an honorable discharge, and yet they're having a really tough time making ends meet, and that's not acceptable for our young veterans coming back. So Homeward Bound provides emergency services to help with food, gas, resumes, helping them to get their veteran service benefits by working with the Shasta County Veteran Service Office and Tehama County Veteran Service Office, working to make sure that if the kids need school material, if they need anything like that, then we have benefactors that help work with us to make those things happen.
Rob Burrows, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the founder of Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services and the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. When you describe them as young people, how young are some of these people just getting out of the military? What's generally the age range you're dealing with?
Well, usually by the time they get out of the service, they're about 24 or 25 years old. Because they've already done their 4 years, and now they're getting out. A lot of these young guys have put in 6 or 8 years, so they're 27, 28 years old. Then they come out, there's a disconnect, so they're going through divorces. One young guy came in. He had been discharged from the Army. His wife had left him with two twin girls. They're about 6 years old, and he was going to be out on the street living out on a curb. And so we were able to get him groceries. We were able to get him gas. We worked with Shasta County homeless veterans program, and they were able to get him into a housing program so that he could get off the street. That's just a simple example, but it's something that's such a need, and there's a lot of veterans out there, women and men, who come back into a broken marriage, and then now they're struggling because there's only one income or no income, and there's children involved, so they've got mouths to feed and they've got things to take care of.
What's often the greatest need that you find, Rob?
I would say the primary need right off the bat is someone to talk to that's not going to throw it back in your face. A lot of times we come back from the war zone, or one of the reasons these guys struggle is because they come back, they're disconnected from their military family, they're disconnected from the buddies they serve with, and because the op tempo or the operational tempo is so extreme when you serve, when you come back, You're looking for somebody to help cover your back, somebody to talk to, somebody to work with, and now all of a sudden you're by yourself. And that really throws you into a tailspin. And a lot of times they struggle so heavily because separation anxiety is a very major part of PTSD.
Shasta and Tehama counties in particular, where you're doing your work, they're pretty rural counties, so it seems like you'd have to travel a long way to get some of the services, even somebody to listen to what you have to say.
That's exactly right. You know, because of the downsizing of our military, we have no military bases literally in Northern California any longer, not even really in the Bay Area except for Travis for the Air Force. Mm-hmm. The closest Marine Corps base is Southern California. The closest Navy base is Lemoore, or that's an air station. Even farther than that is San Diego. And then Army is north towards Tacoma, Washington at Fort Lewis. And so really for anybody that needs that emergency services or needs, there is nothing available unless a grassroots organization like Homeward Bound steps up and we help provide a stopgap.
And so have you found yourself out of your depth at times, though, confronted with some issues that you weren't quite equipped to deal with?
There's constantly different things that come across the table that we have to struggle to find answers and solutions to. Fortunately, because I have many years of experience in the military as a senior enlisted, I have different tools in my toolbox to be able to utilize to work with these personnel either personally or to have developed relationships with other veterans organizations in Northern California or across the state that we can work with them refer them to help them what their needs are.
And so, Rob, how many vets have you helped at Homeward Bound? And for that matter, how many of you are there within Homeward Bound?
Well, right now, you could probably say that we have assisted over 1,200 veterans in the last year and a half, and not just local veterans. I mean, we work a lot with a lot of mothers and fathers and family that are struggling with their veteran, whether it's male or female, to make that happen. Right now, I have a staff of probably about six. We work in and out of there every day. We're all volunteers. And we're busy. We're constantly on the phone. We're constantly working with businesses that are making donations. We're constantly working with veterans that are calling for needs. And right now what we're doing is we're preparing to feed veterans families for Thanksgiving and for Christmas that are in need here in the Northern California area. And we're preparing to ship 450 boxes to deployed military personnel December 6th. So we've been very, very active and very busy.
You really have. Our guest again is Rob Burrows, the founder of Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services and the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. 800-838-3760. If you'd like to join us by phone, your emails are welcome at jx@jeffnet.org. So as you look around, though, I mean, there's 1,200 vets you've helped in about a year and a half now and a staff of 6 volunteers. I can imagine you made some of the assumptions that a lot of people, including myself, are likely to make, which is, well, there are services out there, but it sounds like they're a lot sparser than you might have thought they'd be.
Well, a lot of the services that are out there are government services. The biggest problem with government services is that you have to go through a mile worth of paperwork before you even really get an answer or solution, a semi-solution to your problem. With Homeward Bound, when we have a customer or a veteran that comes in and they have a qualified DD-214 and they can show that they have emergency services that are needed, such as, let's say, Reading Electric Utility is always a big one, where they're having problems with paying their bill or PG&E. They bring that bill into us. We go ahead, we call them back, call back PG&E or REU and verify the issue. And we can usually pay that payment in 48 to 72 hours. As long as they have the qualified paperwork and they show us the delinquent bill and what's going on, then we can help them with that service. And that check is written directly to either REU or PG&E or to a mechanic or for groceries. It's not. There is no cash handed out. We have vouchers, or we pay directly to the service that needs to be paid.
And how can you afford to do that?
Through volunteerism and through donations. We work with multiple companies in the Northern California area who raise money and help us to help pay these bills. So when someone comes in for a service, let's say we have grants between $250 and $500 for the military person, and it varies depending upon what their need is and what they qualify for. When that person comes in, they're qualified for. So we can pay a portion of their bill. We can pay all of it if it's within that limit. The money that's donated to us from different companies, I'll give you an example. PG&E just granted us a grant for $1,500. We work with Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo. Steve up there, he put on a fundraiser for $7,400. If it wasn't for local businesses like this that step forward and see the need in the community, that they want to help make it work, we wouldn't be able to do what we do, because we're strict. We don't get any funding from the city, the state, the county, or the federal government.
It sounds like you guys are wearing yourselves out, though. I mean, with 6 volunteers, you got to be staying very busy.
We are very busy every single day. But what's the reciprocal on that? If we weren't here, if we didn't step up, if we didn't take care of these veterans that are in need, we would have more and more suicides. We'd have more and more broken families. We'd have more and more issues in our communities. We as citizens, as military personnel, we're sent all around the world to help people we don't even know. Jeff, how important is it for us to come back and help the people in our community that we do know?
Highly, highly important. So where does it go from here? Where can you take Homeward Bound from here?
Well, we have a large enough area throughout the Northern California district, I should say, all the counties north of Chico, Butte County, and Tehama North, that our hands are full up here. And as you look at the war on terror, and as you see, this year we've got a downtrend in our services because we don't have as many personnel that have been deployed. But because of everything that's taking place with terrorism around the world right now, all of our military forces are being spooled up. They're getting ready to step out again. They've been getting phone calls to get their units ready to go because they're going to be leaving again. And when those young men and women go, they're going to be coming back. And when they come back, we need to be prepared. We need to be ready, because that's going to be the second wave of military personnel that are going to need support when they get home.
So we can't just talk about past and present. We have to talk about future as well.
It's already on the horizon. The writing's on the wall. We have to be prepared to take care of them, because this situation obviously is not going away. And therefore, the need is going to be increased.
Rob, I haven't asked about this. Actually, grew out of the Veterans Museum and Heritage Center came first, or do I have that backwards?
No, that's correct. I developed the museum when I came back from Iraq, the first time in 2004. Basically, I had all of my dad's World War II stuff when he served in the South Pacific, and some of my grandfather who served in World War I, and my brother served during Vietnam, so I had some of his items. And now after coming back from Iraq, I had my stuff, and I have all these different things. I go, well, it doesn't do me good to have these items in a closet. So out of honor for my father and World War II generation, we started the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and we set it up so that we could teach other generations about how important it was for our military personnel who have served and who continue to serve today.
And where is it?
The museum, the museum itself is new property for the museum was located 4659 Ronda Road in Shasta County. It sits between Anderson and Cottonwood on the I-5 hill there, Liberty Hill. And we're in the process of preparing to build that new museum. Our offices are located at 3300 Batelli Lane, Suite C in Redding, California. And we have a small museum exhibit there as we prepare to build the larger museum.
So if people are listening to this and want to be able to help you, either through the museum or through Homeward Bound, what's the best thing, the biggest thing you need at Homeward Bound in particular?
The biggest thing that we need at Homeward Bound is either in-kind donations or financial donations so that we can continue to buy grocery and money and gas and be able to supply these families with emergency services. Like last year, we supplied 50 Thanksgiving meals and 50 Christmas meals, and the list is climbing right now as we prepare to hand out meals for this Thanksgiving and for this Christmas. And this is not a welfare program. This is a family that comes in, they're unemployed, they had some needs and things like that, or they have kids or whatever else. If we can supply and help them at this time, this is our opportunity to say, thank you for your service. We appreciate what you've done. We want to help you back, and this is how we're doing it.
Okay. We got links to Homeward Bound and to the museum through our website at jeffexchange.org, and we'll make sure people can find their way to you. Rob Burrows is the founder of Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services and the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Rob, best of luck, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care.